The Money Show.
The Markets.
Flat day on the JSE, but a big turnaround in the fortunes of the currency today. Wade McCurran, this is all geopolitics. It's all to do with the strength of the dollar and whether or not inflation is here to stay or just visiting. how is the world playing out from your perspective?
Look, Bruce, there is truly at the moment only one answered question, and you've already said it. Is inflation just visiting in the US, or is it going to stay a little bit past longer than expected, a little bit longer than you would want it to stay, like an unwelcome guest?
And what's your sense of it? It feels like the guest has taken off their shoes and is showing no signs of leaving until they've emptied the bar.
Look, Bruce, I still think it's transitory, but it's dependent almost entirely on two things. If oil goes to 95, it's not transitory, but if oil falls to 65, then it is. And there's no sign of it yet that if truly wage costs per unit or labor costs go up, that's underlying inflation. You know, all the others are bottlenecks and used car prices and logistics, which will iron itself out easily within the next year. So those are the two unanswered questions, because if inflation stays 4% plus, the stock market, unfortunately, is only going one way, and that's not up.
Yeah. Got you. And that's the concern that's playing out on global markets at the moment. There was a very big and interesting trading update today, a production update that came out from BHP Group. And, of course, they've had the huge benefits of enormous commodity prices for most of the last year.
Yeah, and I mean the productions, I mean, they have a lot of maintenance going on, but more importantly, the outlook for the year was unchanged, I think, in every single item, in every single commodity that they produce. So the market, it was, I suppose, as expected, but only oil was up in the quarter that they reported on, in the reporting period. Everything else was down, but as I said, that was because of maintenance. So it was as expected, I would say.
I didn't see any news around Wessie's Ware Platinum today. Your eagle eyes may have been sharper than mine, but something lit a fire under Wessie's Ware, which went up 76 cents on the day to R1.97. That's an increase of nearly 63%. And it was a huge spike that happened late afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or thereabouts, half past three. Suddenly there were lots of buying activity in Wessie's Ware.
Bruce, unfortunately, I'm in the dark, the same as you, so I didn't pick up any news on Wessie's Ware. So, unfortunately, we both haven't got eagle eyes yet today. But I did notice the share price go up and down. Look, it's not a big company.
No.
But yes, a big move like that is unusual. You know, someone clearly...
It's deeply suspicious is what it is. You're being polite. It's deeply suspicious. And it suggests that there may be some sort of corporate activity that somebody got wind of, because this is a share price that has rocketed to its best levels in more than 10 years.
Oh, very much so. But look, understand, if someone's got wind of corporate activity and it's not public knowledge yet, it will be investigated, I can assure you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a 2 billion market cap share, so it's not massive, but anything going up... that extent is huge. In fact, the only news I've got here now is the completion of a competent person's report, and you know, I don't think that's going to push it. But yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable to go up, you know, 60-odd% in a day.
Yeah, it is, and it looks like there's quite a bit of trading happening in the share today. Nice to see City Lodge coming up quite nicely. It's up at R6.20, recovering from the sort of R2 to R3 level. So investors there, loyal investors, have been rewarded. And then CMH, Combined Motor Holdings, look like they've turned an enormous corner and then done a handbrake turn. And they've had a fabulous time.
Yeah. The report that came out recently was, in fact, very, very good. And I'm a great admirer of the company. It's an extremely well-run company. You know, the management are obviously seasoned campaigners, and they understand the business, and they've pulled through with, you know, with now at the moment firing on all cylinders, quite frankly.
Yeah, firing on all cylinders. Nice one. Wayne McCurry, you're allowed to make car jokes. You understand them. And yeah, the currency also just has staged a nice turnaround too. Yesterday's forecast from the AA, which scared the living daylights out of everybody, nearly R1 a litre fuel price increase next month, and R1.41 on diesel and paraffin. And today, at least, the oil price softened a little and the currency strengthened a little, not enough to make a monumental difference to what's going to be a bit of a fuel price shock next month.
Look, Bruce, I'm a bit worried about the currency strength now. There's no rational reason for the currency to be strengthening, other than oil, which of course we import. We don't export it. Commodity cycle has turned down. Eh? I mean, I think we're at the bottom. I don't think there's much more to go, but platinum in particular is significantly lower than what it was a couple of months ago. And the rand should, in theory, follow that. And it did. You know, it went from 1320-odd to 1530-odd. But now it seems to be strengthening. So I think that we're going to see a weaker rand towards the end of this year, maybe 15, maybe 1550 by the end of the year. But luckily enough, I don't think the oil price is going up. I think it's coming down, and it might actually come down quite significantly because there is no shortage of oil. There might be problems with capacity, et cetera, but there is absolutely no oil shortage. And I don't think the producers over time want a high oil price, surprisingly enough, because it'll just hasten their demise, and it'll just encourage people more and more to go and buy the electric car. So, you know, the higher the price is now, the shorter time they're going to have in the sun.
Wayne McCurry. Wayne cut you off. How rude. Well, from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank, Wayne McCurry on a Tuesday.